Welcome to the Digital Equipment Corporation conference call with Bob Palmer, Digital's Chairman and CEO. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. Please stand by.
I could ask everybody to find a seat, and we'll get underway here. As I was coming in this morning, I turned on WBZ out of curiosity to see what they might be saying this morning. And first thing I heard was that the rumors are now going to be officially announced today. And they followed up by saying, yes, the waterfront project in downtown Boston will be announced today. Welcome, and I see we have a full audience today. You have heard the announcements in your group meetings, and we have the top management of both Digital and Cabletron here to speak further on the announcement, on the relationship, and to answer questions. When we get to the Q&A part, there are microphones set up in the aisle, so if you would please use that, that would be very much appreciated. Among the top management that we have here today is Harry Copperman. Where is Harry? Senior Vice President of the Products Division, who will participate in the Q&A. And to kick things off, it's my pleasure to introduce the President, Chairman, and Chief Executive Officer of Digital, Mr. Bob Palmer.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Thank you. Digital and Cabletron today announced a strategic partnership that will strengthen our ability to deliver leadership network products to our customers and our partners. This agreement is going to benefit both companies, our customers, and our partners, because it's going to leverage our core strengths, which match up very well. It will enhance and protect the investments our customers have made in network products from Digital and Cabletron, and it will significantly extend the worldwide service and market reach for both of our companies. We wanted to meet with you today to explain this partnership, why it's important to both companies, and what it means for you. It's also an opportunity for you to hear from Don Reed, Cabletron's new Chief Executive Officer. And it's an opportunity for me to thank you on behalf of all Digital management and executives and employees personally, as well, for the significant contributions that you have made to Digital, and frankly, that you'll continue to make to Digital. Under the terms of this agreement, Cabletron will acquire the Network Products Business Unit, including the hardware product design, the related intellectual property, the channel sales and marketing, for about $430 million. A small group of employees will remain with Digital, most of whom will be used to set up and manage this Digital Cabletron relationship. All of the other network product business employees will be offered employment with Cabletron. I think probably the first thing that employees want to know when something of this magnitude occurs is, will I have a job? And the answer is yes. Cabletron also will acquire and upgrade two Digital facilities in Acton, AKO1 and AKO2. Digital will resell Digital branded network products, including those that are currently available and those that are part of our publicly disclosed product plan. Digital will also be reselling selected Cabletron products. And Digital Worldwide Services will service Cabletron in many geographies. Now, Digital is very fully committed to the networking business and providing our customers with a full range of high-performance network products. You know, we've been one of the pioneers in networking over the past quarter century, beginning with DECnet and Ethernet, and extending all the way to our GigaSwitch today. And that expertise has never been more important to our customers than it is today. Networking is at the root of our corporate strategy, which I think you all know by now, is to deliver with our partners internet-based business solutions based on high-performance platforms and services. We have an excellent set of network products, but there are other products needed for Digital solutions that would have to be developed, and they would require substantial long-term investment. We decided that the best way to provide the comprehensive product portfolio needed to support our strategy was to develop a strategic partnership with a leading network supplier. A partnership with Cabletron makes sense for a lot of reasons. It adds to Digital's strength as a provider of network solutions for the enterprise. Our product portfolios match up well, which means that we can deliver a more comprehensive array of products to our customers and partners. We will combine Cabletron's industry-leading direct sales support with Digital's leading network product channel support. We'll leverage Cabletron's network technology and Digital systems, security, and software to provide advanced internet solutions. And we'll benefit from Cabletron's enterprise network management system, which is one of the market leaders. Although Digital will no longer develop and manufacture network products ourselves, we will continue to provide leadership, network, and systems integration services. And we'll retain our internet and web server product development teams and our network research laboratory in Palo Alto. We will invest in web-based software for internet-worked enterprises, and we'll expand our worldwide services and support for network products. What does this mean for you? Well, clearly it's a significant change. I know that the last few months have not been easy. Actually, the last few years haven't been that easy as we've gone about restructuring Digital. And we wanted to do this right, and it took time. I'm sorry about all the rumors and the misinformation that you've had to read about. It's very difficult to contain these things once you start a discussion. But Digital's management and Cabletron management was quite intent on getting a good deal for both companies, and that takes some time. One of the major issues, of course, was my concern and our concern for your welfare as employees of Digital. We wanted to make sure that this agreement protected your interests as well as those of our customers, shareholders, and partners. By securing opportunities for each of you to participate in a new organization that's part of Cabletron, I believe that we achieved what we set out to do. You're going to join one of the top-tier companies in the network products business. You'll have increased resources and investment available to support this work. And you'll have new opportunities for professional growth. On the other hand, Cabletron, in my opinion, is very fortunate to have you. You've proven yourselves in a very competitive market, and your efforts over the past year in particular have had a significant and positive impact on the network product business and on Digital. It's made our business more attractive than it was before. Your contributions to Digital will continue to be very important, even though you'll soon be working, at least most of you, for Cabletron. The reason I say soon is any agreement of this type requires government approval. There's a thing called the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act, and there's a process for getting approval under this act. It takes about 30 to 60 days normally, and that's our expectation that this will be a fairly normal and routine review. I'm confident in your dedication, your determination, your innovative talent, just the fact that you know what you're doing in this space, you're going to be a significant asset for Cabletron. And I'm also confident about this relationship with Cabletron because I have confidence in their new chief executive officer, Don Reed. I've had the opportunity to meet with him and talk about things that are important to Digital, and our values and his values are quite congruent. I also have the opportunity to share with you that one of my board of directors members was the former chief executive officer of 9X Corporation and had the privilege of working with Don for a number of years and speaks very highly of him. He brings to this new challenge many years, as I mentioned, of experience at 9X. Among other things, he's been involved in the global public policy effort to promote the information infrastructure. He has a proven track record of success, and I have every reason to believe that this will continue at Cabletron. It's my pleasure to introduce Don Reed. Don?
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
They tried to put a prepared speech in front of me, but I figured this was the time that you and I need to get to meet each other, get to know each other. And I suspect sitting out in this audience is probably as many different emotions as there are probably chairs or people standing in the back, all the way from excitement to fear to any other emotion based on the fact of some things you may have heard or read about Cabletron in the past. We want to talk about those things. I want to mention that right up front so that you don't feel like that's sort of off base as we have this discussion this morning. And my hope is that any negative feelings or any anxieties that you might have as we begin this discussion are either neutralized or changed at the end. And if they're not, I guess my hope and my question to all of you or my expectation would be is that you'll give this a chance. And over the next few months and the next few years, that you take a hard look and you hopefully what you see is maybe a much different Cabletron than maybe you have read about, whether it's true or untrue. And that's what I'd really like to do. Now, before I forget, because I was given instructions as I came up here, on your way out, there'll be a welcoming kit that has a lot of information for you in it, and it'll be available, and please pick one up on your way out. Hopefully, I have an opportunity to cover most of it in the next few minutes and are able to respond to some of your questions. Not to be repetitive, but to what Bob had to say up front, but let me tell you a little bit of why we at Cabletron are so excited about this opportunity and what I think it means to you as the Digital Networks Product Group, to Cabletron as we sit today, but most importantly to our customers, our joint customers, because I think this is an enormous opportunity. I mean, we talk about the deal, and you talk about the contract. And I think the thing that impressed me most when I met with Bob and with Harry in his office a week and a half ago, was the comment that Bob made, that his hope and expectation, and oh, by the way, my hope and expectation, is that once we bang out the final details of this contract, that we stick it on a shelf, and we never look at it again. And that this becomes one of the most significant partnerships in corporate America. And oh, by the way, it has the opportunity to do that. I mean, if you think about the component piece parts of what this is all about. And let me start with, from my perspective, the most important, and that's you. Bob mentioned, I worked 30 years at New England Telephone Company, 9X, and ended up being the person that was sort of charged with the responsibility of making it Bell Atlantic. I have a tough time getting that out of my mouth, but I guess it's Bell Atlantic. I keep telling Ivan Seidenberg, the soon-to-be chairman of Bell Atlantic, that I'm sort of his only hope to keep 9X alive and well, because everybody refers to whatever I do at Cabletron now as former 9X employee, a former 9X. So I said, you're trying to get rid of it, and I'm keeping it alive as we go forward in this whole initiative. But I think about you. And my experience over my career has always been one of enormous respect and admiration for the digital corporation. I mean that as a corporate partner, as a senior executive, and former CEO of New England Telephone Company, relationships that I've had with digital employees. I mean, you're smart, you're good, you're respected around the world, and I have to tell you, to be honest with you, it is a straight-out honor to have this partnership from my perspective and from the senior team at Cabletron with this DEC unit. And I want to tell you, from day one going forward, to me, this is not an acquisition, this is a partnership. And that's the way it will be treated throughout the future with this organization and with the Cabletron sort of corporation, Prime. And let me be absolutely clear. And by the way, I have been enormously impressed with the people at Cabletron. They, too, have been extremely successful over their short lifetime. It's a 14-year company. I mean, one which Bob Levine and Craig Benson started, you've heard the story, 14 years ago, and never expected it to be a multi-billion organization, expected maybe, if things went right, to be $80, $100 million company, and lo and behold, they had great people that created great solutions for customers and had a great sales force, and it's now a $1.5 billion and growing corporation that's very successful in the marketplace, in the networking business. So I have an enormous respect for them, and I'm just convinced that you put this group together with the Cabletron group, and one equals something far north of two. And I really believe that. We have an incredible opportunity. The strengths that this organization brings to the table that are lacking at Cabletron. We have been struggling a bit getting our international operations moving. We've had high turnover in senior management, and we just have not had a stable situation. You have significant strength. In fact, this relationship, this partnership, increases our international revenues by 100%, plus 100%. So that's how significant the DEC network products group is to our operation. Channels. We've had an off-again, off-again, on-again relationship with resellers and distributors around the world, but in particularly internationally. And you have strong relationships. Almost all of your sales are through distributors and through resellers. I mean, this instantly puts us on a new plane relative to our reseller and channel sales. And I've stated publicly two things. One is Cabletron in the next 3 or 4 years needs to have 50% of its sales from international operations, and it needs to have 60% of its revenues coming through channels and resellers. And this partnership moves us significantly forward on both of those planes. Servicing. I'll tell you, that just sort of pops out as a huge opportunity for us. It moves us significantly into the forefront. You're an industry leader around the world with your servicing organization. And we are in the process of establishing and putting forth a global servicing organization where we can certainly use the expertise as well as the knowledge in the marketplace as to how to do that. And oh, by the way, from our customer standpoint, our global customers, one of the downsides and the negatives that they pointed out to me as I visited them around the world over the last 3 months is that when you get into more remote locations around the world, Cabletron is not able to service us the same way as you're able to do in the United States. Guess what? You put DEC and you put Cabletron together now, and we are clearly a leader from a service and support in the networking business around the world. And, oh, by the way, from a product standpoint, you know, people want to talk about, and you've probably heard it already and read about it, the analysts have been concerned about the duplication in the overlap of technology in this partnership. Well, I look at it from a different perspective. From my perspective, is what we get to do now is to take the digital networking product portfolio, and we get to add any Cabletron products that enrich that product line, put DEC logo on it, and we add management software, our Spectrum product, which is world-renowned, award-winning software, and enhance it significantly, and we give the 2,000-plus DEC salespeople a richer package to go to their customers and sell, as well as adding Cabletron products to the DEC line and vice versa with DEC to the Cabletron product line and through the direct sales force of Cabletron, as well as resellers and distributors. There's an enormous leverage opportunity going forward. Last point, and then I just want to get into a couple of you issues, me issues, and then close down and answer any of your questions. I think clearly what makes this opportunity and partnership significantly different than others that have taken place in this industry is that usually what Bob would be saying to you is goodbye. And this is the sort of the end of the digital networking network products business in DEC corporate. It's just the opposite in this relationship. What we're doing is we're forming a strong, long-standing partnership with DEC corporate, with Cabletron, which I mentioned earlier. My expectation and hope, as well as Bob Palmer's, is that at the end of 3.5 years, all we do is sort of have a telephone call or a little cup of coffee in a meeting and say, we're going to continue this because we've strengthened the point that it's in the best interest of DEC and Cabletron to have this continue on. Because, by the way, we're servicing our customers better and we're both making more money out of this. So it's an enormous opportunity. Let me talk quickly before we go to Q&A about a couple of me issues. Bob mentioned that we're going to, over the next, you know, after the deal closes, over the next several months, we're going to transition you physically to the Acton location. I have to be honest with you. I haven't even seen the buildings yet, but what we're going to do is that we're going to sort of replicate, and you'll help us do this. Jim and Henry and others will help us replicate what you have here, so that when you move to the new location, it won't be a 2 or 3 month transition to figure out where things are. We'll try to duplicate it so that you have a good sense of where you are and what the situation will be all about well in advance of moving down to that location. We also, we have looked at the benefits of DEC as well as Cabletron. And quite by surprise to all of us, by the way, they are very similar. To the degree that they're not similar, over the next several months, we're going to try to match them up. And oh, by the way, if you were Cabletron employees sitting here today, you're going to realize some real benefits out of this. We have not had a 401k match in the past. We have not been up to sort of the limits on ESPP as other companies have that are in this competitive environment, and several other things relative to vacations. And I think one of the interesting sort of sidebars of all of this is, you know, we've had 2 weeks vacation up to 10 years. And everybody says, well, that's crazy. I mean, even at 9X, we got a better vacation schedule than that. Well, let me tell you, think about it. This is a 14-year-old company. It's had no reason to look at the vacation policy beyond 10 years until about now. But we're going to do it. And by the way, all of this, looking at all of these benefits, there's a whole series, there's 8 or 10 of them, is all in line with looking at what your benefits are, what is right and kind of market-based in the competitive environment that we're in, and then we're going to come out in the next several months to address those issues. And oh, by the way, you're all protected for a year, so we really have, we want to get this done within a 3 to 6 month time frame, 6 month maximum. So we'll keep you posted and keep you informed, communicate exquisitely as we go through all of this. Now, let me mention one other thing that I don't want to forget, because the issue is relative to products and how we're going to look at it overlap and what's the mission for Jim's operation from an engineering standpoint. We've had some preliminary discussions, no final decisions have been made, but let me kind of tell you where my head is, and I think Jim and Henry in the discussions that we had just yesterday could get really excited about this, and I just need to sort of finalize some of the details back at Cabletron. But you know, we have a company that is very centric in the area of the enterprise. I mean, we have extraordinary strength, a great reputation, and terrific solutions for customers in the enterprise. What was clear to me is that there's an enormous market opportunity in the service provider and ISP. Read that to mean telcos, cellular companies, media companies, and the ISPs moving forward. Where do you have your strengths? Right in that space. It just seems to me we need to work out a clearly defined mission for Cabletron and a clearly defined mission for DEC, for this unit, so there's very little overlap. There's going to need to be overlap so that we take advantage of areas where we can either eliminate certain products or enhance certain products going forward, but that we need a clearly defined market that is fully supported financially. so that, in fact, not only can we increase our presence in the enterprise space, but that we can be a leader. And leader to me means one or two, not three or four, one or two in the service provider and the ISP space, and we can do it through this partnership with Digital Corporate, as well as our own direct sales force and the relationships that you bring to this this relationship with the resellers and distributors. It's an exciting opportunity. Let me stop there. As you can tell, I am legitimately and I mean really excited about this opportunity. I welcome you all to Cabletron, and will tell you that some very basic core values are very important to me as I close this down. And as Bob said, our value sets are very much the line. But I'll tell you, the way I have operated for 30 years at 9X and are the way I'm incorporating and attempting to quickly change the culture at Cabletron, it's based around three very simple core values, and that's ethics, that's quality, and that's caring for the individual. And caring for the individual includes employees, the respect for employees, good times and bad times, not just good times, and respect for our customers at all times. And I think if we live by those, and those are the touchstones for our business, I think we will be always successful, and we will always be highly respected in the marketplace, just as DEC Corporate is and has been over its history. Let me stop there. I probably missed about six things, but ask me some questions. Can we? We got a few minutes to spend. Yes, the first brave soul.
I wrote mine down.
Oh my heavens! This is.
Last Friday, I celebrated my one-year anniversary for brain surgery for two unruptured brain aneurysms. Because I have HMO elect, it cost me $18. Now, I'm worried about what healthcare situation we're going to be moving into, and also I'm wondering if you're going to be competitive with the networking industry in the area.
The direct answer to your question is we will be, and that's exactly... I thought somebody threw something. All right. I'm sorry. You're asking me a very serious question. I didn't mean to make light of that. Just kind of shocked me here. The direct answer to your question is yes, we will be competitive in the industry. And I think secondarily, that is exactly what we're doing with all of the benefits, not only to make sure we're competitive in the industry, but that we are as alike with what you have at Digital today. And oh, by the way, if that's not competitive in the industry, then we'll make it so. And I'll be very honest with you, not only to address very human needs that you have yourself, and that's very important, but also I have to tell you, and it's no secret in the marketplace, Cabletron has had difficulty, because of its benefit situation, attracting and retaining some good people. And I am straight out with you, we're going to change that. And we're going to have the very best people across Cabletron, including this unit, going forward. And benefits will not be the reason that people either leave Cabletron or decide not to come to Cabletron. It'll be some other reason. And we're doing the same thing, by the way, with pay. We're doing more regular studies, both in with engineering and with sales, on the compensation plans to make sure that we stay competitive. And you know, this is the difference for me in the telephone business versus this industry. I mean, I've called back to Bell Atlantic on a couple occasions now because they all think they're getting ready for competition. And I said, you guys don't have a clue. This is a very competitive business. So we will, on benefits, the answer is yes. And let me just kind of give a caveat to that real quickly. It says that if you don't believe that, we're going to set up an email operation as well as we're going to have some smaller group meetings. And if you don't believe that, or if your perception of reality, then you need to address us directly so that we do that. Thank you. Yes, sir.
comment before that we would be protected for a year. I wasn't sure what you meant by that. Could you explain that?
Protected for a year.
I thought you made. Thought that was what.
What
you
did
said.
I say? Here, for the reference. If I said 1 year employment guarantee, I didn't mean to say that. No. Let me tell you. There are. We had some. Some. Harry, safe to say, we had some difficult negotiations. We were talking about the whole issue of people, and I'll tell you why we had it. And I was at the center of all of that. Because when we decided what the number was, I don't want any sense of any layoffs. We will do the right thing with the senior management, working with the new president. I didn't even tell you about the new president of the organization, which I will in a second, but let me answer your question directly. Which says that we wanted to have this as properly staffed as we could going into it, so that, in fact, you will understand, as I look at all of you, there's no winks, there's no nods about something happening day six that said we're going to have a layoff. We have absolutely nothing in our heads on the radar screen about a layoff for anybody here. So if I said anything that inferred to a one-year guaranteed employment, I misspoke. So the answer is no. As far as I'm concerned, we have good people. We're going to have a distinct, clear, well-thought-out mission, both from a sales, marketing, and engineering standpoint. And we'll take advantage of synergies where we can, and we'll look at the manufacturing over time. And if it makes sense to continue to contract through DEC, we'll do that. If it makes sense to bring some of that in-house or outsource it, we will do it. And we will look as a business standpoint as to where we can create some synergies. Now, what I did about a week and a half ago is put a freeze on all openings at Cabletron, so that all of those openings, first right of refusal, as senior managers negotiate, post-closing, will be to offer, if people are available through synergy opportunities, where there is overlap, where there is duplication, the first right of refusal will go to employees in the networking group before we go to the street. And by the way, the Cabletron folks feel very good about that. There are a lot of you that they would like to integrate into their operation right now at Cabletron. They're excited. The folks at Cabletron that have got to know many of you or have heard about you or have worked with you in the past are excited about getting you into their operations today. So I'm sorry if I inferred 1 year, no such thing. Thank you for the question, though. I didn't want to leave that impression in anybody's mind. Yes, sir. While he's going to the microphone, let me give you a name who has a gentleman who I'm really excited about. That we've been attempting to recruit has now accepted our offer to be the president of this group. His name is Don DeRochers. Don is a former senior manager at Wang. He has also been a very senior vice president at Zenith, and most recently took on a suffering business called Heath Company. Some of you remember the old Heath kits? Remember that? He took on that company when it was about a $4 million operation and was struggling to survive. And he is in the final stages, would be here today if it wasn't for he's meeting with the financial folks and the lawyers to close the deal. He is selling it it's about an $80 million operation today. So he's been highly successful, has a terrific background in servicing, support, engineering, and has some sales background also. But he's just a terrific guy, and I know you'll all really enjoy working with him. And we'll get him down here next week, so you'll all have a chance to meet him. He'll be on site late next week. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay. I'd just like to know how much thought has gone into the issue of our vested rights based on our years of service here and how it applies to, our retirement eligibility and pension eligibility, if that,
Chris,
can be expected to stay the same. Or...
Can anybody help me with that, Bob?
Yeah, you may know that a year ago we changed our pension program very deliberately so that it was portable. So that all employees of Digital Equipment, when they leave this company for whatever reason, assuming they're vested, which is a five-year vesting. And they take their pension benefits with them. That's your property. This is quite a change from the historical pension plans, and it was very well received, and I think you can see the value of that. You not only take it with you, you know what it is. I personally, in the previous plan, had no idea what the benefit was and could never understand what was my personal situation, and I'm sure you couldn't. The new plan, you can easily see what your account balance is at any time, and it's yours, and you take it with you. The details around the HR activities is the thing that will be worked out over this next 30 to 60 days while we're going through Hart-Scott-Rodino. But as Donna said, the intention of both companies is to ensure that, to the extent possible, benefits are preserved and things go on as smoothly as possible. The motivation for that is quite clear. It's the right thing to do, but it's also a business issue. We want this partnership to be very successful. We don't want to start off by getting off on the wrong foot. So to the extent possible, that's within the laws and what's reasonable, we're going to maintain the benefits that we can, as Don has spoken about. We want to make sure this is a very successful partnership from the get-go. If I may, since I'm standing up here, I wanted to make an observation as I was sitting there thinking about it. It's so clear that you in this business know the consolidation going on in the network products arena has been going on now for some years, and that unless you're able to achieve some critical mass, the long-term outlook for this unit or any unit in this business is not that positive. This arrangement allows us to achieve critical mass, more than $2 billion worth of mass and the associated research and engineering that revenue would allow. Whereas we don't have that within Network Products Business Unit today as part of Digital. But as part of Cabletron, totally focused on that one mission and objective, you have more resources, you've got critical mass, a huge position, as Don has mentioned. I mentioned in my prepared remarks this idea of network management. I don't meet with one customer at an enterprise level that doesn't have a problem with how do we manage the network. What is the solution for network management? And Cabletron has an exceptionally good product in that space and good market share. This is going to enable us to answer that question to our customers, joint customers. So I'm very optimistic about this arrangement. I'm extremely pleased that we're able to preserve the jobs, which is a major big deal to me personally. Hopefully it's important to you. And then we've got a company and a partner that's a New England-based company, not some major dislocation or some tremendous divergence in terms of values and what we believe in. So I think this has all of the foundations to be extraordinarily positive. By the way, while I still got the floor, in the meantime, we need to work. You know, we need to work really hard to have a good Q2 and to keep it going, because our customers are going to continue to receive the same products, the same services as part of Cabletron. You're going to be designing and building products. We're going to be selling them, providing them, and providing products that are currently in the Cabletron inventories. We're going to be doing that. So it's the same customer base expanded, similar products, services. We need to work hard. We need to have a good Q2 here. And it may take 60 days or so before we get the government approval. I do expect this to be very straightforward, though, Don.
Yes.
I think it's going to go smoothly.
Good.
Thank
you. I agree. Thank you, Bob. Yes, sir. I tell you what, ask the question, I'll repeat it. Oh, you's right here. Yeah.
The way we develop and support existing hardware products and networks is very dependent right now upon existing internal databases and tools. We have an immense database of digital components, a database of modules and options. And we have proprietary PC design tools and a lot of different. I mean, that's the way we develop products, and that's the way we support them. When the changeover occurs, will we be excluded from Digital's firewall internal network? And can you what will become of the way that we do and support these products?
Harry?
microphone there. Is my mic on? How about now? Okay. As both Don and Bob mentioned, as part of the negotiation, we also agreed to transfer a substantial amount of intellectual property. So things like the tools that you mentioned, some of the databases, actually go with the business unit. The parts that weren't transferred, where it was appropriate for Don to continue to run the business, we put in place a very effective cross-licensing agreement. So again, the objective is to make this partnership work. So we've tried to make sure everything necessary to sustain the business was packaged with the business. So short answer is yes.
Thanks. Thank you, Harry. Let me just make another comment before I go to you, sir, on the next question. I mentioned that Don DeRoches will be here next week, and he will be the president of this separate business unit. The question hasn't come up yet, but let me address it since I suspect it's on your mind. There are no plans, no intentions to change that and integrate this unit directly into Cabletron. I believe strongly that all that will do is divert our attention away from what's important in developing the best solutions for customers and how we deal with customers. So there's no intent in doing that. And I have been enormously impressed with the senior management team across the world, particularly here in Massachusetts, and they will stay in place. They have all agreed to continue to function in their positions. And, oh, by the way, I have to tell you that clearly as we go forward, and I have been so impressed with them that they and I've told them this also, they will certainly have a career path in the very highest levels of the senior management within Cabletron also. So we're very excited about not only the management team, but the whole process going forward. Yes, sir.
I wanted to return to your opening point when you started speaking. That was regarding Cabletron's image. We have a number of people here who, to put it frankly, don't like Cabletron, and that may be in the past. But
right.
My concern is that everything we do here is a team effort, and anytime we lose people from even the smallest team, that's a serious consequence for product development. So my question is, do you have plans for an aggressive employee retention program to make sure that we don't lose all of the people that we have now?
Well, the direct answer to your question is yes. Do we have all the moving parts in place relative to what we do? I mentioned no. The answer is no, but I think that clearly benefits and dealing with them in a competitive environment, pay, is to make sure that they're constantly market-based is important. Having a set of values that we live by every day going forward, I think, is very important. And that, by the way, you have all the subtenant detail and infrastructure behind all of those core values that make it meaningful going forward. So it isn't just it's a nice couple of slogans or a nice couple of values to stick on the back of your annual report that says quality, ethics, and caring for the individual, but it's activities that we are all expected to live by in Cabletron or in the DEC networking products group. And let me give you a couple of quick examples so you kind of get a feel for what I mean. Many of you may remember, I was a vice president of human resources at 9X back in 1990. And that may mean nothing to some of you, but it means a lot to me, because that was at the point where we virtually were almost brought to our knees as a corporation, as a $15 billion corporation, by the activities, indiscreet activities, of three or four middle managers within a business of 70,000. They were called the Florida Parties, the infamous Florida Parties. We set a record for a major corporation. 16 days in a row, we were on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in a negative sense, with negative stories. I'm going to tell you something. And as the guy that sat next to Bill Ferguson, who was the chairman of the board of 9X at the time, it was the most painful experience that we and the board and the management team ever went through. And I'll tell you something. When you talk about ethics it says that there's one thing that you cannot violate, and that's that we have a standard of how we behave in the business, and nobody, including me or anybody else, gets to come up within 5 feet of the line. You stay south of that line all the time, and we protect the reputations of ourselves as individuals and the corporation. And I will tell you, having gone through personal experience, that once you damage significantly the reputation of a business, it's harder to get back than an individual. The only way we ever escaped that negative 1990 incident, believe it or not, was to have an alliance with Bell Atlantic and do away with the 9X name altogether. And I don't say that to try to be cute. It's the only way that you ever expunge that from your reputation. So ethics is absolutely a touchstone. And we talk about quality. Quality means we do it right the first time, we do it right all the time, and we're proud of everything we do in the business, and everybody gets the sort of the proverbial stop the production line. And third of all is that we have a culture around this business that said we respect each other, and we respect the corporation, we respect our customers at all times. And I think that to the degree that that's the way that we're going to function and operate in this business called Cabletron, all I can tell you is that things that troubled you about the reputation in the past, I can't address. The company that's been very successful, it's had to wave its arms, and to the degree that they've done things in the past, and some of you who may have...